This gallery is testament to the enduring relationship between power and art. China's last two dynasties, the Ming and Qing, together lasted over 500 years. They were vibrant periods that both paid homage to and actively contributed to China's cultural legacy. The Ming and Qing emperors sponsored the production of many new works of art. Those works, in combination with the imperial ancient art collections, demonstrated the power and wealth of the rulers. It helped to legitimize their role as the holders of China's cultural traditions. The Ming and Qing dynasties were also a period of openness to the wider world. They traded with the Islamic world, the Himalayan region, Southeast Asia, and Europe. And trade influenced the art of the times. It also meant that the artworks of the Ming and Qing dynasties traveled. From time to time, a piece from an emperor's collection would be given as a diplomatic gift to a distinguished guest. With all this value placed on the arts, it may come as no surprise to note that Chinese porcelain production peaked. The imperial courts sometimes ordered tens of thousands of pieces to be made for a single order. These might be used to furnish large banquets or just for day-to-day needs like vases for decorating or small dishes used to feed pet birds. The porcelain from the factory in Jingdezhen was famous for the purity of its white clay. When fired at temperatures around 1300 centigrade, the result was a very hard, compact, bright white object that sparkled with astonishing brilliance. During the Ming period, the type of ceramics known as blue and white became a favorite of the emperors. The color scheme originated with the ceramic traditions of the Islamic world. The potters also sometimes copied the shapes of Iranian vessels, showing the court's awareness of the wider world. The emperors encouraged experimentation. New techniques for painted porcelains emerged during both dynasties. In the Qing, colorful enamels were applied over a clear glaze to create delicate designs of flowers, landscapes, and figures.